Another important thing about the boat, thought Sergeant Colon gloomily, as they slipped back into a blue twilight, was that you couldn't bail out the bilges. It was the bilges. He was pedalling with his feet in water, and he was suffering simultaneously from claustrophobia and agoraphobia. He was afraid of everything in here and everything out there at the same time. Plus, there were unpleasantnesses out there, moving past as the boat drifted down the wall of rock. Feelers waved. There were claws. Things scuttled into the waving weeds. Giant clams watched Sergeant Colon with their lips. The boat creaked.
"Sarge," said Nobby, as they looked out at the wonders of the deep.
"Yes, Nobby. You know they say every tiny part of your body is replaced every 7 years."
"A well-known fact," said Sergeant Colon. "Right, so I've got a tattoo on my arm, right? Had it done 8 years ago. So how come it's still there?"
Giant seaweeds winnowed the gloom.
"Interesting point," quavered Colon. "I mean, okay, new tiny bits of skin float in, but that means it ought to be all new and pink by now."
A fish with a nose like a saw swam past. In the middle of all his other fears, Sergeant Colon tried to think fast.
"What happens," he said, "is that all the blue skin bits are replaced by other blue skin bits off of other people's tattoos."
"So I've got other people's tattoos now?"
Yes.
"Amazing, because it still looks like mine. It's got the cross daggers and Wum."
"Wum?"
"It was going to be Mum, but I passed out and Needle Ned didn't notice I was upside down."
"I should have thought he'd noticed that."
"He was pissed too. Come on, Sarge, you know it's not a proper tattoo unless no one can remember how it got there."
Leonard and the patrician were staring out at the submarine landscape.
"What are they looking for?" said Colon.
"Leonard keeps talking about hieroglyphs," said Nobby. "What are they, Sarge?"
Colon hesitated, but not for long.
A type of mollusk, Corporal."
"Tchah, you know everything, Sarge," said Nobby admiringly.
"That's what hieroglyphs are, is it? So if we go any deeper, there'll be loweroglyphs."
There was something slightly off-putting about Nobby's grin. Sergeant Colon decided to go for broke.
"Don't be daft, Nobby. Loweroglyphs if you go lower. Oh, dearie me."
"Sorry, Sarge. Everyone knows you don't get loweroglyphs in these waters."
A couple of curious squid peered at them, curiously.